Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Newly elected state auditor Diana DeSaglio ran on a platform of aggressive oversight, and now she's following through. Included on her list, auditing the Massachusetts state legislature. The question is, can she audit the legislature, and how much will the legislature cooperate? Here to tell us more, WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Steve, briefly, this is one of three audits that she's announced in the last 2 weeks. The other, the audit of the MBTA operations and safety practices and the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority after multiple employees filed complaints about racism in the last several weeks. Is that a lot right out of the gate?
Well, it is ambitious, that's for sure. As a legislator, DeSaglio never really shied away from tackling controversial issues. Those are those issues that might raise the hackles of the powers that be. This certainly is doing that. Some may question whether she's just seeking the limelight, but, you know, the T and the Convention Center have been in the headlines quite a bit lately. They're fair game for examination, and she's not kicking anything down the road.
All right, so I want to focus on the legislature audit. She is moving to audit them. That is rare. My understanding is the last time there was an audit of the legislature was about 100 years ago. Why do this and why now?
Well, 101 years, to be exact. The legislature really discourages anyone looking into their inner workings. They say they're, you know, they're open. You can see their sessions on video. They stream them live, and you can look at the journals and things like that. They say they're open. But when you start asking questions about, you know, the inner workings, they're a little more cagey about that. But the understanding has been that the only changes that outside forces can make with the legislature is when the voters go to the polls every 2 years. You don't like what the legislature's doing? Well, vote them out. That's easier said than done, but that is the remedy. So it people haven't really been looking down at what the legislature does, how it operates, and there have been reports of things that people raise questions about.
So there is a legal question, I think, here, Steve. DeSaglio's predecessor was Suzanne Bump. She served as auditor from 2011 to 2023. And my understanding is she actually didn't believe that the auditor's office had the authority to audit the legislature.
Yeah, that's right. She said that she looked into the issue when she was first elected, and according to a statement that was issued by her office at that time, the enabling statute of the auditor's office grants her the authority to audit more than 200 executive branch agencies. But Bump's statement added that the legislature is not among that list. Therefore, the Office of the State Auditor, by law, does not have the authority, expressed or implied, to audit the legislature. Now, that was Suzanne Bump's take. Obviously, her successor has a different viewpoint.
And are there others who agree with DeSaglio? So my understanding is that Bump's basically saying, if it's not on the list, we can't. And there's some counterargument that is, it's not excluded off the list. It's just not there. So maybe we can't.
Yeah, I've been reading through the Mass General Laws and the Massachusetts Constitution, and you know, I'm not a lawyer by any stretch of the imagination or anything. So there are a lot of questions to be answered as to whether or not she has the authority to do it. It's kind of up in the air, and I'm eager to see how this is going to play out.
Could we see a legal battle, Steve?
We very much could. Right now she's encouraging the legislature to cooperate. We're looking forward to cooperating with you and doing this audit for the good of the state and everything. So she's using the carrot right now. She may have to go to the stick, and that would be if the legislature says, no, we're not gonna give you any of this information. You don't have authority to look into this. This is a violation of the Constitution. What I'm hearing now is that, look at Article 30 of the state Constitution. It basically is the separation of powers. It basically says that the executive branch won't get involved with the legislative branch. And, you know, I think it will take some lawyers to sort out whether or not the auditor's office falls under executive. There is a lot of unanswered questions here. Depends on who you ask. And so ultimately, this could wind up in court.
We're talking with WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown about the move by newly elected auditor Diana DeSaglio to attempt to audit a lot of big parts of state government, including the legislature. I do want to get to the Convention Center Authority and the T in just a minute, Steve. But before we move off of the state legislature, you've got an office in the State House. What are you hearing there?
Believe it or not, the legislature right now has, for the most part, been ignoring it. There's been no statement from the Speaker's office. A spokesperson for the Senate president issued the most defiant statement just the other night when news of this audit came out. That statement noted that, quote, under the Massachusetts Constitution and as the separation of powers clause dictates, the Senate is required to manage its own business and set its own rules. So I think that's a polite way of telling DeSaglio to butt out.
All right. Let's look to a couple of the other places. First, the T. She has said that she is going to audit the operations, not the financials, but the operations and the safety measures, the safety practices of the MBTA. Is there authority there to do that? She was clear she wanted to do this when she ran for the office.
Yeah, this is more clear cut. There are so many audit reports that come out. A lot of them are kind of sleepy and not too exciting. Different agencies that the auditor's office is supposed to look into every few years. Depends on the scope of the audit. Now, she obviously is not just looking at the finances of the MBTA. She wants to see how it works and how people are hired and all those kind of things. So that's getting way into it. The T is a hot button issue. There's no doubt about that. Seems every day there's something else going wrong there and it winds up in the news. She sees her office as having the responsibility to look at what's going on at the T from stem to stern.
So GBH ran some reporting and Brian Kane, the executive director of the MBTA advisory board, talked to them and said, what the T doesn't need right now is more people coming in and telling them what they're not doing. Have you heard any exasperation over, listen, there's already been a federal report. There's already been a ton of oversight here. This is a distraction?
I haven't heard anything personally, but that quote from Mr. Kane, nobody likes anybody looking over your shoulder. That's human nature. That doesn't surprise me. But again, with all the things that have been going on with the MBTA, another look from somebody else might not be a bad idea.
All right. So last question for you. We've talked about the T. We've talked about the state legislature. Earlier in the hour, we spoke with the head of tourism for the city of Boston. We talked about the fact that she is auditing the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority after several employees there filed complaints about racism and racist practices. That's a lot of work. Is her department big enough? Is there the staff there to do all of this and do it right? Any sense on that?
Yeah, I had asked the auditor's office. I got an email response back. It says that under our current operating budget of $22,776,302, to be exact, because we're being exact.
Because we're being exact.
Auditors work on several audits all at the same time and have already begun work on these issues.
All right, WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown catching us up on a flurry of activity out of the state auditor's office over the last 2 weeks. Great to talk to you as always, Steve. Thanks.
Good talking with you, Tiziana.